Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
So, normally, this is where I do our little spiel, whether it's War Room or
Think Tank.
Yeah.
Bunker.
Remember when that was?
Oh my gosh.
That's old.
Remember when Radioactive Bunker was
I do. I do. I feel radioactive right now.
You look radioactive.
But we have a weird announcement to make.
Yeah. That, something happened?
Well, I think the show is, as you know it, is no more.
Oh.
And so,
yep.
There was a hostile takeover.
There was. We didn't really know what we were doing. It caught us off guard. Honestly,
and this, you
know, we didn't take the right steps to legally protect ourselves.
Right, and so we have to. In the words of Kent Brockman, welcome our new overlords.
Yep,
or welcome.
Yeah, right. overlord.
Yeah. And so
we're trying to do this as, you know, we're trying to keep it humorous.
We'll do our best. So we'll
see how it goes.
So we'd like to introduce you to our new owner. This is now Lane Levanway's Real Spoilers.
Yep.
Hi, Mr. Levanway.
Hello. Thank you.
Do we call you Mr. Levanway? Is that
that's, you know, Lane's fine.
Oh, Mr. Lane. Okay.
One
Mr.
of those Lane, bosses.
Right. Hey, it's one of those. My door is always open. Just get past my secretary.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, are you French? Levanway? Is that a...
What? It's French Canadian, so it's not quite as snobbish.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Well, bonjour.
Bonjour. Add that to the list, Kevin. That's another one.
Now, do our pay scales stay the same?
We can pay with you.
I will definitely honor your pay scale.
Okay. Good. I just want to make sure those checks keep coming in.
So he has seen our financials.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can cover that. I can cover that.
I think even the exchange rate, I should be able to cover that.
Have no lemonade stand. It's easy.
Well, all right. Well, welcome.
So welcome. And the movie of the week, we were told.
Yeah.
You dictated.
Dictated by our new boss.
Yeah. Would be Power Rangers. So, yeah. Sorry, Saban's Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is it weird that when I hear it called Saban's Power Rangers, I think it's a sex toy?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
The Sibian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even sound like a brand name. I just couldn't figure out what. There you go.
Yeah. Like Sibian's Power Rangers.
That's right. That's a totally different movie.
Totally different.
You got to have the wives on for that episode.
Yes. Yes. We never get them off.
Yeah.
That's the
Sibian. Not us.
We would never. They'd be like, we want to do this episode. Suddenly, the show running long would no longer.
It's no longer a problem.
Be an issue.
Yeah. No longer an issue.
We better skyrocket.
Yes. So
because it's such a visual medium.
Correct.
Yeah. If Howard Stern's Private Parts taught me anything,
it's people love to listen to women enjoy themselves.
That's right.
We'll say it that way. Yes. So I guess since it's your show, Lane, have at it.
Go for it, buddy.
I guess we turned over the synopsisizing to you.
Well, yep. He has to kick off the show proper.
Yeah, you got
to
kick off the show proper. So do the spiel.
All right. Well, welcome to Real Spoilers. We're broadcasting from the lavish but not lush studios at the new Levanway Institute for Film Snobbery. And I, of course, am joined. I guess we go around and introduce ourselves.
Start to Lane's right.
right. Starting from my right.
So this is Tom.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
I'm Lane.
It's weird to go first.
Well, you're not the boss anymore. Sorry.
I know.
Well, I was tired of all the copyrights that you guys kept imposing.
So he's seized control.
That's right. So, yeah, so we're doing Krispy Kreme's Saban's Power Rangers
yes. today. So, yeah, you have to, I think you have to say, just like you have to say Saban or Saban or whatever, I think this movie, you have to say Krispy Kreme's Saban's Power Rangers, and you always have to refer to it as that.
It's from like now on. But it was like Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, right, right, exactly.
Or like Lane LaVanway's Real Spoilers.
Sure.
It's part of the deal now.
All now. All there. So shameless plugs, of course. We're on iTunes and whatever other place that fine podcasts are heard. I'm not even sure what all the...
Of course, you don't even know where your show is heard.
I listen on iTunes, all right? We've got Facebook, at Real Spoilers, and... we've got the website. We've got realspoilers.com. So check it out.
Not, as easy as we make it look.
Is there another? Let's say I don't know how to spell realspoilers.com, which would be very odd.
Real with two E's.
Okay. And then what? Is there another website I could go to? Or
maybe something to do with, you know, old timey
seafaring
ladies of the night?
DirtyPirateHookers.com.
Damn!
There we go.
Because
one's never enough.
Yeah, there you go.
Now we're good.
All right, tell us what to do, boss.
All right. So, who all did everybody see the movie?
Believe it or not, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sitting here half alive, feeling like radioactive. Well, so yes.
Blake is no longer on the show. So 9 times out of 10, we've all seen the movie.
Okay. Right.
Our ratio has gone up precipitously.
All right. So it began in the movie starts off in. I don't know how to Xenozoic? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Hey, Raul, is that your Raul Julia?
Xenozoic, whatever. It's like the dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
Xenozoic era or something. It said like that on. We start off there,
It starts in the Xenozoic era and completes itself in the xenophobic era.
I don't know how truthful that is at this point.
So we start off, we see, I think it's just the Red Ranger who's crawling through the mud and the muck and the dirt. And he comes across the Yellow Ranger who promptly dies, basically, like hands over her stone. The key.
The coin, if you will. I believe they refer to him as... Do they... So in the show, and again, I was a little old for Power Rangers, so I grew up like my 5-year younger cousin. He watched it, so...
No, that's not true. Huh? I mean, the first Power Rangers was early 90s.
Yeah.
Like, I was on the cusp. Like, I was...
Well, I just...
That first run of Power Rangers, like, I was...
Really?
Yeah. Like, well, I remember watching that first run.
I guess I missed it, and then by the time it got real popular, I just grew out of it or whatever. I know my younger cousin watched it, but the thing is, I remember they used to hold the things in front of them, and each one would have a symbol with their color. But did they call them coins?
I don't know.
They had,
I just thought coin was an interesting terminology.
Well, they had coins, but they also had, they looked like beepers.
Yeah, they put the coin into the thing or whatever.
Yeah,
and they held
it
in front of them and said, this is Morphin Time or whatever.
Morphin Time.
Yeah. But it's okay. So they call them coins. And I just thought, well, that's a really interesting terminology, coins. Like, I just couldn't remember in the show, did they say, here's my coin?
So I will say this movie throws a lot of... If you liked that original show...
I felt like there was a lot of fan service wasn't getting.
There's not a lot. It's all fan service.
Yeah.
Everything in this movie is fan service. There's not like it's a if you liked that old show, this is the same show with a budget, and it's an hour and a half.
Well, see, I would disagree. I think that,
and it's 2 hours.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, believe me,
See, I would disagree with that. I think there's a lot of fan service, but it also didn't feel like the old show until the last third, the third act. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this was Chronicle. This was Breakfast Club meets Chronicle
for
2/3. And then it just went bananas.
Max Landis wrote a treatment for this.
Oh, so that makes more sense.
There is a scene in this movie where I was like, that's a Max Landis scene right there. That's exactly what that was.
And he also wrote Chronicle, so that makes
was the slap thing.
No, it was
that seems like a Landis thing.
No, it was the
because that was actually kind of funny when he was like when they were like, did you slap him
in detention?
Yeah.
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 But the scene where Kimberly and Jason meet each other like at the quarry.
Right. Yeah.
And they're having that quick back and forth conversation. That felt like a Max Landis part of a script. Like he's always pretty good about like he's kind of has that kind of Kevin Smith, Quentin Tarantino quick back and forth dialogue between characters.
Yes, that's called banter.
Well, some people can do it and some people cannot.
He thinks he has the Kevin Smith, Quentin
that's
Tarantino
true. Yeah.
Banter.
But that scene felt like a something that maybe they left in from his script. But yeah, the slapping scene also felt like a Max Landis
scene.
So yeah.
Going back to the beginning, Lane or Joe or whoever wants to jump in here. So I had to leave life early because I knew what was going to happen.
Poor thing.
Right. And so I came into this, and when I came in, it was the guy from the office and the kid in a car, and he was just going to detention.
I was like, the guy.
That's the warehouse guy. Yeah.
It was Rory.
I thought it was Roy. I thought it was so weird that Roy from the office is now the responsible adult father figure, right?
No, he's... Father what?
But he's also...
Father
figure.
What? What?
Figure.
Okay.
I'm a little snotty today.
Yeah. You're a little snotty all the time.
That's true.
He becomes the...
But he's also a kind of a D-bag.
Yeah, but in the end of that show, he was the responsible adult. Like, when he gets...
Oh, that's right.
When she gets so upset
because, like, he's, like, everything she always hoped
he
would be.
He becomes that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the
very... Oh, that's
like,
right.
Jim and Pam get invited to his wedding, and he was like, you leaving me was the best thing that ever happened, and I got
my life turned around.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, okay, so what happened before? I heard you say that the Rangers were dying or whatever, but I got to them right before detention.
We should be so lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was the beginning?
So...
The old Rangers die. I guess we see.
Like a long time ago, a bunch of Rangers died, and a crystal's hidden.
Yeah, okay. Done.
And they caused the Rangers are what caused basically the dinosaurs to die because it causes a meteor strike.
Right. Oh. The red Ranger who is Zordon.
So Zordon was a red Ranger. Before.
Yeah,
okay.
And then Rita Repulsa, who was the Green Ranger.
I saw the outfit.
Yes.
What an interesting name for someone that existed before the English language.
I know. Rita Repulsa.
Damn.
Yeah. Strange.
What a wacky coinkading.
Do you like? So since you don't have the affinity for the show, like that was
and
her
this,
name.
And let me just make it clear: this did not change that.
No, I don't doubt that for a second.
This didn't turn the tides for it.
Like that was her name on the like. Do you think that they could have changed her name?
No, not
you know
for
what I mean?
What
like,
movie
no,
this
that was her name on the show.
That's the character, but
no
but you also didn't have to introduce her during the time of dinosaurs.
Oh, fair enough. That's
you know,
fair. That's,
like
that's
you,
fair.
You know, you could retcon that in some capacity.
Yeah. So then, does it just start with Roy and the kid in the car?
No, there's
the,
a.
Oh. No.
Okay,
Lane. Did you watch the show? Like, how old are you, Lane?
No, I was I was between 12 and 14 when it came out, and I remember. Seeing the commercials with it and thinking this new show is going to be amazing, and then I watched the first episode and I was like, what the hell did I just watch?
I watched the first episode and saw Amy Jo Johnson was like, I'm in. Like, I'll watch this show till she's off.
Am I correct in
or
thinking
I'm off?
I felt like that about Moose from You Can't Do That on Television.
What was that?
I remember You Can't Do That on Television.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I don't know.
Moose was the girl that hosted it.
Oh, is that right? Was that her name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, am I correct in thinking because of like the production quality and the cheesiness of the show? I mean, this show always reminded me of like Godzilla movies.
Oh,
like,
that's what it was.
Like it's a kid's Godzilla movie.
Like, so
right?
the way the show worked, to the best of my understanding, and maybe it changed in later years, but at least initially, part of the reason the show made it to America was that when they became Rangers, you couldn't see their faces.
Correct.
And so
it was the old footage. From
so
this.
They took the yeah. footage. They took the basically the expensive footage, which
yep.
was the fight scenes and the effects, and they just all they had to do was hire English speaking actors and recreate.
The in-betweens,
okay. and then it'd be like, oh, and then everybody's in costume,
right.
It doesn't matter.
Same
anymore.
For this movie. Like you think those kids are in those costumes
right.
doing backflips?
And I will
you know,
like, yeah, no,
yeah,
not at all.
Which we'll get to that. We'll get to their ninja skills that somehow they obtain, but we're not there yet.
No. So the opening sequence is Jason is in a car with his buddies.
Yeah.
And
so what
get,
did he
they,
do? To
they get,
get
into an. He's cruising. He's being an idiot.
So
and he destroy like he gets in a car accident and he won't rat on his friends.
Okay. So he takes the fall.
He takes the fall, and then it ends his football career.
I liked how this car scene was all POV from the car.
I actually didn't mind that.
Like, I thought that was kind of cool, but
yeah.
it was so dark, I couldn't
yeah.
see anything.
That was the problem. But I did like, I was, yeah, it's like from the from like the hood of the car, not the hood of the car, but like the dashboard,
and like the and the camera kept rotating. Kind of, I hate now it's not to this degree of good, but like in Children of Men,
yes,
you know, like in their car scene, you know, where they're having the gunfight in the car, which that's amazing,
that's a good scene.
But but it was kind of like they had cribbed that, and I'm like this is at least it's different.
Yeah,
well, it sounds like they were trying to do some really interesting. Oh, I shouldn't. They were trying to do some really interesting camera work in this movie because I didn't see that, but that sounds interesting. And then when he's on the bike and they start doing the, it's just the handles going over different ground, so you can tell he's making distance, you know. And so I'm like, wow, what are they doing with like the camera work?
So it is weird.
And then they stop.
And then after that, I did not remember.
It becomes
one.
A Power Rangers TV show, is what it does.
Yeah, but again, this whole, so they go to, so it's clearly the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They go into the school. They're there for Saturday detention. You know, it's all the different kids, and they're all.
I actually liked Billy.
Oh, he's the best part of the movie.
Yeah, I thought
we all agree on that.
I agree.
Billy, the Blue Ranger.
The kid, the autistic kid.
Which one?
The autistic kid.
Which one are we talking about again?
All right.
No, I'm just trying to remember there was a...
The Blue Ranger.
The Blue Ranger, but he wasn't a ranger yet, so which one are we...
He was the black kid.
Why's he got to be the black kid, Joe? Why's he got to be the black
kid? At least they didn't make him the Black Ranger like they'd done the show.
No, they very clearly switched things
up. Well, I think back then they thought that was being nice. Like, oh, we'll have each kid represent, you know what I mean? Like, I really think their heart was in the right place.
The yellow ranger.
The Asian girl will be the yellow ranger.
Do you remember there was there was an SNL sketch.
The pink ranger, though.
With, what was her name?
I'm saying.
There was an SNL sketch a million years ago, and it was with the first black female cast member on SNL. Her name was like...
It
was like Devintra Jones or something like that.
Watch, it was probably like Shelley Smith.
Right. But or Vance. I feel like Vance was in her name maybe. But anyway.
Lane LeVance?
No. But it was this great sketch where it was, do you remember the show That Girl?
Yeah, sure.
And so the beginning of every episode was at some, like, the little, like, stinger at the top. There'd be, or the cold open, as they would call it. There'd be, like, she was a, like, you know, she was standing somewhere and they're like, you know, hey, we need that girl. And then the camera would spin around and
there she is.
And so they were doing a parody of that. And it was like four women auditioning for a role. And it's like three white women and then her.
Right.
And the director is like, you know, and so they all do their little line and she's clearly the best. And he's like, I want that girl. And like nothing happens, and they're like, "I'm sorry, which girl are you talking about?" And he's like, "The girl in the red sweater, that girl." Is that really red? I don't know which one we're. And he's like, you know, like the cute one. He's like, well, they're all kind of cute in their own way, don't you think? And he's
that's
like
hilarious.
Doing all these verbal gymnastics to not have to say that black girl. It was really funny.
And I will say this. It's funnier than anything in this movie.
Yes.
This movie, so I think the show focused on the five of them. This movie focuses on the three of them. So it's Kimberly, the Pink Ranger, Jason, the Red Ranger, and Billy, the Blue Ranger. And they are your three, like...
Right,
the other two rangers just like, well, I mean, we got to put them in there.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Completely. Like, I don't even know what that girl's name was. I don't know.
Trini.
Okay.
But they kept calling her Dee Dee.
They couldn't even remember what her name was.
They couldn't remember her name in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy girl. I was like, that's more offensive than anything
crazy
else.
Girl.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm crazy too.
Yeah, I like to drive things, and I'm also Asian, but I make a black joke.
All right. I was like, why are they calling her Dee Dee? Like, I never could figure that out.
They couldn't remember her name.
I'm like, she, but they're... There's nothing about that girl that says double D's.
That's true.
I couldn't tell her apart from the other one. Like, the reason she cuts her hair is clearly to make her hair do different. Yeah. Because I'm like, which one
who
is...
Who are you?
You know, because it's like, you can't have two long-haired brunette, like, you know, so they clearly...
But,
like, okay,
but Kevin, the other one's a lesbian. The Yellow Ranger was a lesbian. That's
did you miss that scene? Did you go to pee? Did you pee during the lesbian dance scene?
What happened?
She's a lesbian.
She wasn't about labels, all right? Her parents label her. You don't get to be a part of that.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're right, boss.
I apologize.
You know who else labels her? The girl she's going down on.
Also true. Well, you're now my girlfriend. That's the way this works.
Did that happen?
No.
Oh, damn.
No.
Okay. Seriously. Okay, there was a... See, I didn't... For whatever reason, I guess I missed... the actual proof of that, but I thought her and the Pink Ranger were gonna do it. Like, there were some scenes, but the tension between the two of
them.
That
was the point.
I really thought those two, but I thought they were gonna, like, you know, it's 2017. I thought they were gonna go for it. Like, two of the Rangers.
I will say
up.
It's scissoring time.
Yeah,
that's right.
I will tell you, this movie almost got a lot better.
There was a, I don't know,
but she says flat out that,
yeah,
that she likes girls.
She yeah.
No, what is she? I didn't. Did she say? Did. I was, thought she just.
Yeah, I don't.
Sort of didn't deny it when they said she had girl problems.
Right. Yeah. Because they said boy problems.
And she was
or
like
girl problems, and she never.
But then she goes on about. But then she's. I mean, I think that's. I think.
I think it's inferred, but I never,
think it's more than inferred. I think you're bending over backwards to not hear it that way. Because it's, you know, because I mean, because she then she goes on about how her parents don't like her because of it.
Trust
like,
me, you know. I was not doing anything to stay away from that scenario. Trust me, no bending over backwards to deny that. Like I was watching for it. Yeah. I'm like, those two are.
Kevin already had like half of his slash fiction written.
Yeah, right. He's like, I got it. Oh, I can still write it. Like it's, I don't care what
there,
they do.
I don't know. I guess it was like 4 or 5 years ago. There was a 10 or 15 minute short directed by the guy that did Dread of an adult Power Rangers.
Oh,
that had James.
Oh, go ahead.
Raul
Julia also does not agree with me.
Yeah. Lane, do you have it? Does so you got Raul Julia to call you now?
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to be in charge, he needs to know who's boss. So.
He ported all the numbers.
He did. Yeah.
It was James Vanderbeek was the Red Ranger.
That's right. I do remember the Jason David Frank because Kate,
he wasn't in it.
He was. I thought they got him to be a part of it.
No. So James Vanderbeek is the Red Ranger.
Oh, they did, a fan fight thing where it was like the Green Ranger versus someone, and they actually got Jason David Frank to do that.
Yeah. I will say they're all in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny. At the end, towards the end, there's a scene where they're fighting the big monster, and I know so little about the show.
But you know that guy?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know anybody. But they cut to the scene where like the people are taking pictures with their cell phones. Uh-huh. And clearly, I guess they were supposed to be.
They were all Rangers.
So was that?
Rangers.
I only noticed him. They were all there.
Amy Jo Johnson was there.
Okay,
and then the guy who was the original Red Ranger was there.
Okay,
and I don't remember. But those are the three that I remember seeing.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was funny because they cut to that, and all of a sudden, everybody in the theater starts applauding. Yeah. And I was like, what is happening? Oh, it must be fan service that I don't get. I've always wondered what that would feel like.
Wait, you didn't recognize Wizard World icon Jason David Frank?
That's right. He's in the crowd.
Yeah.
He's the one on the very right with the cell phone camera. Like, I don't know. It was so obvious. It was like, whoa.
Yeah, no, they started clapping, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what's going on.
So back to the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
So they go around detention. And then
they did this, like 4 or 5, they did this like rated R Power Rangers thing that like got some traction, and people were just like, I'd see that movie. And then when you watch that short, it's kind of a cool idea where like the Red Ranger turns on all the Rangers, and then Tommy, the Green Ranger, is the rogue Ranger that is still fighting against the machine. It was Katie Sackhoff is in it as the Pink Ranger. It was pretty good. Like, it was a good little short. We're in detention. We've got Jason is there, Kimberly is there, Billy's there.
Kimberly's having trouble because she sent a nude or whatever that another girl shared in confidence with her.
Yeah.
That's why she's in detention.
Billy's there because he had a flare gun in his locker that went off.
Yeah. Oh, no, he blew up his lunchbox, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was making an actual Breakfast Club reference. That's why Anthony Michael Hall was in detention.
Is that right? Yeah. I guess I never paid attention to like, I just, why they were there.
Yeah.
Was, yeah.
Well, they each have long stories about it.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
I was waiting to see them interact. I was waiting for them all to get on the table and start doing that dance that they do, you know, but they never did it.
Right. And then Jason is there because they don't say why he's
so
there.
So the three of them are there, and then two obscure ancillary characters join them at the quarry later.
The quarry,
but
we got to get these other two back here somehow.
It's so random. But yeah, I did like the part where he slaps the guy.
Yeah.
So there's like a punk that's picking on Billy and picking on people, and Jason comes in and he just like smacks him.
He's not the traditional douchebag quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, he's the quarterback
with a heart of gold. Yeah.
And he gets in the guy's face and he slaps him. And everybody's like, oh. And then Billy's like, did you just slap him?
He's like, but yes, I did.
Yeah. Sit down.
And then weird, huh? Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Yeah, that's the line.
Yeah, because we got to hear the line twice. So.
We did. It was so good.
Yeah.
They did it twice.
We got to double down on this.
Yeah. That was the big call.
This is going to be our catchphrase.
Yeah. So what?
Weird, huh? That's the Power Rangers.
Oh, so weird, huh? You should also mention that he has one of those house arrest brace anklets on.
Yeah, so Billy is also a genius.
Yeah,
and put that out there.
Yeah, so he's a savant of sorts. Like
he's autistic.
That's what's cool is that they use his autism not as a
disadvantage or disability.
No,
but
as an ability,
he's very smart and he's very good with electronics. And yeah, it's cool.
He's like Drax.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, I don't say that disparagingly. Like, that's,
yeah,
but Drax apparently is autistic.
But it is cool though that I think that this is probably one of the best examples of a character with autism.
I will say, I know that there's been a little bit of backlash about the autism. There are definitely degrees. I mean, you can't please everybody, and
that's,
I get
what
that
sucks. Like, they give this character the best role and the best lines, and he's the hero. He really saves the day on multiple occasions, and people are gonna have a problem with it because you just didn't do it right. Like, you either are like, oh, you're calling out the autism as a disability, or oh, now you're saying autism is a superpower. Like,
right?
It just,
but
it's,
you
so
can't please it. And I will say, like, I've worked with kids with autism, with varying degrees of autism. And yeah, there are, like, you have kids who are like the Billy character who are functional, but there are kids that aren't, like, right, you can't do anything with
but
them.
But
like,
that's why it's called a spectrum.
Yeah. Correct.
But some are, so
no,
why are you,
yeah,
but you know what I mean?
Is
so
that
why
a
are
band
you,
that he's in?
Yeah.
No, I got it. You're good. He ends up sitting, he's like, hey, I know this is weird. Like, Billy to Jason is like, I know this is weird, but like, you want to hang out? And Jason's just like, man,
and
I really
I liked
would.
All his lines. I'm like, oh, of course you don't. I know you're busy and I know you can't, but do you want to hang out? Like, I seriously would watch like a Blue Ranger movie with that kid. Like, I thought he was
great. Yeah, he
great.
Was good. He was
I thought
really
the
good.
Actor was great. I thought the lines for him were fun. And
he's the highlight of the
He's
flick.
The best. Yeah, absolutely. Hands down. And I never, he's the Blue Ranger, right? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, like, I never was a Blue Ranger fan. Like,
because
I did
he
watch
was a nerd.
Show.
He was the
yeah.
worst
yeah,
on he, that show.
Yeah,
like,
I
he
just,
was terrible.
Yeah. So they definitely did the Blue Ranger justice, and they did, I think, autism justice. Like, they presented it in a way that was not derogatory or disparaging or, you know, offensive. I, you know, to me, I think it was very well handled. But you
I
know.
Think Hollywood is getting in dangerous territory with autism and Asperger's, in that we've talked before about the cinematic trope of the magical Negro.
Sure, yeah, sure.
And I feel like the autism guy is always, he's always your plot device for, I can fix it.
Right.
Like, I know, yeah, like, I've picked up on some weird, obscure thing that's going to solve everything. He's kind of like a sonic screwdriver personified.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Right, he's a deus ex machina.
Yeah, and it's like, and I've noticed that more and more when there's a character on the spectrum. And a lot of times they won't even acknowledge that they're on the spectrum because they don't want to deal with the backlash.
I feel like the Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock was one of the first times they acknowledged that,
yeah,
Sherlock would be on the spectrum.
Because I still don't think they've ever said Sheldon is officially on the spectrum.
But he absolutely
but
is.
But they've never acknowledged it. They never
right.
acknowledged.
Which is weird.
That, like, Abed was, I mean, he's, I don't think they ever actually said, he's always talked about how he doesn't do well in social situations or how he knows
he's right?
awkward. But I don't think they've ever
that.
Actually said the words.
Right.
Watch that piece of shit. Show
community.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I was talking about.
He's not
Big
talking
Banger.
About Big.
You're
no.
about Ahmed from Community.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I was
yeah.
like, what?
No. Community
you
was
can't
great.
Be on the show. Lane, fire him at once.
Yeah.
Talking shit about Community.
No, Community was great. Big Bang Theory.
Can you dock his pay for a few
yes.
weeks?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Just add it to my check.
Yeah. So, you know, Jason kind of says, "Look, I can't. Like, I got to be home by a certain time." He's like, "I'll just be here by whenever, and I'll fix it."
So, of course, he waits to the like,
yeah, like
5 minutes
waiting?
Till 7.
Yeah.
He gets home at what off the bus at 3:30 or whatever. And
well,
he just kind of like,
he's
hangs
like, well,
around.
Well,
he's
I got
like,
to take a nap. I gotta,
well,
he
hears his dad yelling at his parents fighting about him. His dad's pissed about, like, he's ruined his life and all that stuff. So,
dude,
decides,
his dad,
that's why.
That's right. You're right.
His dad was an asshole.
Of course he was.
He is one of those asshole, like, sports
yeah,
parent dads.
But
for
he
sure.
was like,
but like, of course
here's
kids
the thing,
ruin your life.
Right?
But
like,
he's 17. He's almost done. Like, get over
we're
it.
All parents at this table. Lane, I don't know if you're a parent. I don't
I
know.
Don't,
if
yes,
he is.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. So
he's breastfeeding right now.
it's super awkward now in public. So.
as parents, I get that dad.
Joe's gonna, are you gonna yell like, and be mean?
No. But
we
like,
have those days.
Yeah,
sure. But
we totally have those days. But and granted, like,
it's not my, it's not your parenting philosophy.
Your oldest is 16?
17.
Yeah. My oldest is 5. Yours is 6.
Almost 8.
And Lane?
12.
6 going on 8. Yeah.
12. Okay.
Yeah.
So two of you have like kids of that age where it's just like, this can go either way. Like, hopefully we can get this kid on the right, keep this kid on the right path. I'm like that with my 5-year-old. I'm like, Jesus Christ, can I just not get a phone call from your teacher, which would be great. But I get, like, I get the idea that you've worked as a parent, you've worked really hard to
get them into football and stuff,
not,
and
like, just get them on the path that you think is the best for them.
But then he has a full ride waiting for him. Like, if he's a star quarterback, he could get scholarships. Yeah. Like, I could definitely get the frustration.
He's like Paul Walker in Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
So he I'd be pissed at him. Like, sure. Yeah. I mean, really, he had you know, he had the world by the balls,
right?
And he pissed it away.
I guess I get it,
because he didn't want to rat on his friends and he blew his knee out. Like, that's the impression.
Is that the thing? He was injured or got in trouble? Because I didn't see that part.
He blew his knee out. Now, was that the Chinese guy on the team?
Nope.
No.
No, that's not the Chinese guy.
Okay. NHI knee.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm only casually paying attention to this film.
So he gets over there and Billy does his magical.
Yeah, he wraps like chicken wire around it and somehow.
Which I thought again was a great scene, like down to the wire. Like Billy's talking to him the whole time. The scene never ends. He never stops talking. And so he's like, come on, hurry up, Billy. And he's like just talking to him about random stuff.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, he's getting the chip out of the anklet. He's putting it in a computer, like a USB drive. He's doing stuff on the computer, like he's programming the whole time, but just talking about nonsense. Yeah.
So he fixes the thing. So we've effectively taken care of the ankle bracelet. That's
never mentioned again.
So they never notice that he's always at his house.
So that's what I was like.
School. He's always at his house.
So if I'm that kid's parents, and I was like, this kid should have been home at 7, and he's still not here.
Oh, he's on the fishing boat.
Doesn't matter. No, he's not. He's home.
Yeah, he is. Well, the dad goes and works at night. He's on the fishing boat.
That's true. But so they get
and
to
the mom's doing the laundry, so
yeah,
and cleaning the kitchen. So she's not.
It is rural Texas.
Was it Texas or California?
I thought it was Texas.
I think it's Texas. Lane, okay. Mr. Lane,
I didn't pay any attention to that. No idea.
It could have been.
It's still called Angel Grove, which was the town in the original series.
So in order, because he helped them with this, they have to go to the old abandoned rock mine or quarry or whatever, right?
Gold mine.
Sorry.
Gold.
Oh, yes. That is important.
Yes.
Gold. Yes.
So they go, and Billy has figured, like, he thinks there's something in the rock. Like, him and his dad had done this stuff before. Yeah. So he kind of does, like, the, you know, he sets the explosion, the dynamite up. And
but Jason wanders off. He wants to borrow the van, and then
walks up on a cliff, and he sees Kimberly almost butt-ass naked.
Oh, man. I was like, this movie's getting good. Yeah. There were a couple times where I really was having...
So, like... Go ahead, Lane.
Because they just the Power Rangers you've been waiting for.
Yeah, the hot pink Rangers. Yeah.
So he sees her, like, jump off a cliff and into the water, and she doesn't pop up. So he was just like, you know,
he's tearing off his Letterman jacket, and he's like ready to
Letterman jacket. Do they still make those? Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They still have a player.
Got stolen. I have no idea.
Yes, they still have high school.
No. Okay. Good.
Well, Joe never went. So
I was enrolled.
Yeah. Right. So he doesn't really remember how the kids acted. But yeah. So she's like in her bra, and she jumps into the water, and then he's gonna save her, but she like comes up behind.
Somehow
him
she magically.
It's kind of like how the turtles get into Madison Square Garden or whatever.
I don't know how she got, like, whatever. And she's just like, I've never heard you say my name before. And I was like, oof, was a terrible
Joe,
line.
Slower?
Nope. Come on. Only get it once.
Dang it. I'm going to slow this down to 50% speed in editing. I can loop it all I want.
So, yeah, they have a little banter, if you will. They're meet cute.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It would have been cute. Wait a minute. Did they do a Kevin Smith or Quentin Tarantino style of speaking back and forth?
Esque, I would say. Yes. And then there's an explosion, and of course they go running down to see what Billy was up to. Where Trini and Zach.
So Zach is
the Black Ranger.
The Black Ranger now. He's the Asian guy, and he is like a peeping Tom watching.
Yeah, he's super creepy.
Trini. Why?
Are you vacuuming, Lane? Or
I thought my wife, I think, is blending something in the other room. I think.
We're just like, what the hell?
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's your show, man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to.
We know who owns this place, but we know who's in charge at all.
You know,
my microphone picks up, I think, everything in like a mile radius. So
just, you know what? It's fine. Yeah, we'll let it slide this time. But next time, if she's gonna make smoothies, she needs to bring enough for all of us.
Yeah, if you could just FedEx those to the Real Spoilers bunker. That'd be great.
Yeah. No problem.
Thank you.
So yeah, so he's
just like with bagels and like they got to set up like a breakfast station now because now we act like it's an office.
Yeah. So Trini is doing yoga on top of rocks and peeping Tom Zach is
hanging out on top of an old boxcar.
Yeah. So they all run to the explosion and we see that
can see the coins are embedded in this wall. Yeah. So
it was very convenient that they had five coins. Five people happen to be at the quarry.
Yeah. So Zach takes like a pickaxe and
in the film's defense.
Yeah.
Oh, and it pains me to say that. But don't they have a line about how like the coins try to pull people in? Like it's just been that, you know, over the course of 2 or 3 million years, these have been the first five people.
65
million. I'm a creationist. but that these are the first five people that are worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're freaking Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
You know? So they crack open the wall and they take their own. Everybody magically picks up their own special coin and then they all leave.
Like what if Kimberly
starts showing up?
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah. Oh man, and we get the most boring chase ever. It was pretty bad.
I mean,
if this chase was any more boring, there would have been a white Bronco.
I love that they tried to pump it up with the music and like tried to do good camera work.
It was better than The Getaway.
Oh, it was way better than The Getaway. That's for sure.
If you watch the new Dave Chappelle really special. Good.
No.
Oh, it's good.
I am.
He tells, he's like, I've met OJ four times in my life, and I'll tell you these four stories throughout. So on the last one, he's like, oh, I forgot. So he comes back out, and he's like, I was at like this Kentucky Derby party. It's like, don't ask why I was there. But like, I walk in, and over by the bar, there's Chris Tucker. If anybody had a camera at this point, Chris Tucker and I are like ghosts.
We're both missing.
Like, so if somebody walks up with a camera, they're like, Dave Chappelle and Chris Tucker. He's like, so I sit there and we're talking to Chris and we're talking, and then through the parting of the crowd, here comes the juice. And he was just like, I want to thank you. Like, you guys are great. I'm so proud of you, blah, blah. And he's like, can I get a picture with you? And he's like, Chris Tucker and I both look at each other. We're just like,
nope.
He's like, our careers are on shaky ground enough already. We don't need a picture of us with the juice, you know, getting out on the internet. Yeah. He's like, and so the juice says, oh, I get in and walks away.
Yeah, those
he's
are
like,
good specials.
And Tucker and I looked at each other. We're like, he did it. He did it. Yeah. If you haven't seen them, there's two on Netflix, and they're both great.
Yeah, and the third coming soon.
Speaking of great comedy specials on Netflix,
yeah,
have you seen Neil Brennan's Three Mics?
No,
that's good. Where he goes to each mic and
recommend it highly.
He does like a different act at each mic, right?
Yeah, mic is a different. So one mic is for one liners, one mic is for stand up, one mic is for emotions, and so it's like one-liner stand-up, but then the emotion mic is basically like storytelling about things that have happened to him in his life.
Yeah.
And they're funny, but they're not necessarily like joke. You know what I mean? And
it's like a Dane Cook joke.
And at some point, they're like kind of deep and meaningful.
Oh.
And it's just an absolutely brilliant comedy.
Who was his name?
His name's Neil Brennan, and he used to be Dave Chappelle. Oh, he might still be, but Dave Chappelle's writing partner.
Was he the white kid on the Dave Chappelle Real World?
He might have been, because I mean, he is a white guy, like thin, kind of nerdy.
Okay,
I mean, he'll tell you that.
All right, you're not just making assumptions.
No, I mean, you know,
that he's white. No, he is white.
Yeah. Totally white. Yeah.
Yeah,
so they
you said great comedies. You were going to say mention how Adam Sandler gets five new movies on Netflix.
That's it's so infuriating.
Yeah, did you hear he said great comedies, Lane? You might have missed the great part.
Lane goes, no.
I think his wife was blending intermittently, and it was just like, comedies.
From now on Real Spoilers, we acknowledge the fact that Adam Sandler still makes great comedies.
Yeah,
that's one of the first HR memos that we've gotten from Mr.
Lane's working on a sponsor.
Mr. LeVanway.
Yeah, Mr. Lane is working on a sponsorship deal with Adam Sandler and Netflix, so we can't screw this up for him.
Yeah.
So they
crash. They get hit by a train.
Well, okay, where... Oh, you know what? At this point, I guess maybe they have superpowers at this point.
No, well, they're... When they get the coins,
when they get the coins, aren't they enhanced? Because they wake up and they're ripped and strong.
Well, right.
I'm like, how did the kid jump on the van? But he has powers.
Yeah,
now.
They got powers. Now. Oh, they do have powers.
They're enhanced.
That's how they got down into the lair. Remember, they like jumped over the ravine.
That's
and then
next.
They,
we haven't gotten.
But
there
they
yet.
Wake up in the morning breaking stuff and
oh,
stealing
right.
Spider-Man bathroom scenes and Wolverine bathroom scenes and like it's just ripped
I was
off.
Like, are you going to shoot a spider web at a Dr. Pepper can?
Is there going to be shaky claws?
Yeah.
Like, but I mean that scene is clear. But anyway, so. They all get in the van and I'm like, first of all, how are these kids running and catching up with a van and how does he jump on top of a moving van and he's okay? Because we didn't know they had powers at this point.
Right.
So they actually did explain that, which was
fine.
Which was surprising.
At least in their defense, they don't leave.
They did think it through pretty much. There's not a lot of plot holes as far as
that's what I said. There's not a lot of plot holes. Like everything is pretty much explained.
It's just boring.
But it's very boring.
I will tell you what though, guys. I mean, I know that we're still not to that point, but the first two-thirds of the movie, when it was Breakfast Club meets Chronicle, I liked the character development. I liked the story. I liked the kids discovering that superpowers. It was fun to me. When they get to Krispy Kremeville, it was off the rails.
They go Man of Steel level.
Oh.
They destroy that town. There's nothing to that town
and
left.
It's worse. They go
it
Man
is
of Steel.
It's funny when they're like, oh, we saved the town. I'm like, did you?
What? Where?
Yeah.
Like,
is there another part of this town that we haven't seen
they're
yet?
They're in these Megazords, and it's like every step destroys the street. Each foot, even time a foot comes down, it's like just completely going through the pavement. And
right.
I'm like, you're doing more. Just let her take over. It'd be easier.
Right. Well, yeah. I think the earth explodes if she takes over, though.
But there's like a hole to the core or something.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
but it would end the movie.
Yeah, the movie would be over.
Yeah.
But so, okay. So the one part I will say about, you know, we're talking about plot holes and lazy writing. The laziest part is how they all wake up the next day. Clearly, they had no way to escape from that train accident.
No, they got hit by a train.
And so they all wake up the next day. How did they get back in their houses?
No
they
idea.
Conveniently black out.
They never
and go,
explain it.
They, yeah, so I mean, yeah, they, it never comes up later. Like now, Zordon says, hey, we teleported you. Like, no, it's just they wake up the next
and
day.
And now Jason has weirdly CGI'd abs.
That was weird.
That was super. Like, I feel like that.
It's Spider-Man. They literally, Spider-Man
yeah,
wakes up.
Okay.
And he,
okay. I see what you're saying. Tobey Maguire got his ass into crazy shape for that
right.
one scene. Like, the one scene in that entire movie where he looks jacked is legit.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
This well, one, it was just like,
I bet that kid, as a teenage actor, I bet you he's in pretty good
teenage,
shape.
That kid's like 32.
Well, I bet he's in good shape anyway. But no, it was weird. But still, like, so they take that straight from Spider-Man. So Tobey Maguire goes and looks in the mirror. Oh, I've got abs. The kid goes in the mirror. I got abs. Wolverine in that dumb Origins movie breaks the sink or whatever with his shaky claws.
Cuts the
like,
sink in half.
Like,
yeah.
He, like, goes to lean on the sink. Was it him or the girl? Like, it was him.
Like, he goes to throw up and he hits the sink and the girl crushes her phone. Which
yeah.
I was like, that's an iPhone 7. That shit's expensive.
I know, right? Like, this girl just crushes. And once she sees she can do it, she just keeps crushing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, I mean, at that point, you've already cracked it.
I know, but
yeah,
I'm like,
figure may as well go all the way.
Yeah. You know? So anyway, so they all just. Yeah.
He's 22, by the way.
Just is he really?
Clarify.
Okay, well, I'll give the producers of this movie credit.
That's pretty close. Like, it's better than Jesse Bradford and like Clock Stoppers.
Jesse Bradford,
John Travolta in Grease.
Yeah, right.
Because what, like Jesse Bradford?
Yeah,
Jesse Bradford was a teenage kid in Hackers.
He was a teenage kid in
Bring It On.
Oh yeah, oh Bring It On.
Yeah, Clueless, and then Clock Stoppers. 10 years later,
I own
like,
Bring It On Blu-ray.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there.
That
there
first Bring It On movie was
Thank
good.
Thank you.
And the musical, music and lyrics written by Lin-Manuel Miranda is very good, too.
Oh, how about that?
It's like Bring It On was the original Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that was... It had Elijah Dukes.
No, it was fun. And like I said, I mean, it was cool because I went to see Bring It On the musical and I'm like, okay, there's no way this is going to be good. And it was really clever. The lyrics were really clever. And I'm like, there's something to this. And at that point, I didn't realize it. And I looked, you know, through the program and I'm like, Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote this? Like, okay, this makes sense now. And there were some good little, like, hip-hop rap parts in some of the songs. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, all right.
But anyway, so they do that. They rip off all the, you know, they all wake up and, you know, the girl is at the breakfast table. Trini is at the breakfast table and you can see that, like,
this is the scene where you get it, like, and I went, like, her mother, and I was like,
dude,
you are awful.
Yeah, talk
you
about bad parents. Yeah,
she
is.
She, like, I'll take Jason's dad over this gal's mom, because golly.
And the dad was cool, but
at least his dad is upset because he made bad decisions.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
She's done nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they keep bouncing her around from school to school,
And now she's just like, yeah, whatever. And she's like, you never
pee in this cup.
Yeah, that that joke did not work. That was dumb because where'd she get that cup? She just had that cup, like,
oh,
she knew the girl was going to say a crazy story, well, so she had a cup ready.
I believe that, like, an overprotective mother would have drug tests at ready. At the ready. Absolutely. Okay. I have friends in high school who moms were like,
I just thought it was kind of convenient for that dumb joke. Like, yeah. I was like, come on.
I didn't have that. Yeah.
Where was that pee test cup?
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a lab in the back of her kitchen too, you know.
No, I'll,
you
I feel
know,
like there's a lot no, of convenience.
The store bought ones, you get a thing.
It's like
you
a pregnancy test.
You get strip, you don't pee,
but it was a hospital cup sample.
Yeah, that's what they look like.
It looks the same.
Okay.
Yeah, you buy them and you pee and you take this little like card.
Yeah.
You stick the card in the pee. And it's like a pregnancy test where you're like, oh, you tested positive for cocaine, opiates, marijuana,
and
all
you're
the
pregnant.
Good stuff. And you're pregnant.
Congratulations. So, yeah. So they all get their little cute, like, we have powers, and they all meet back at the gold mine because they're like, well, we got to figure out what the hell's going on here.
Yeah. So this is where they do the jumping, and they jump over the quarry, and then they jump down.
Matrix it.
They do Matrix it. Yeah, that's exactly right.
But see, all this stuff, I thought, I know it was a little long, and I get it. You're there for Power Rangers, so I'm like, when the hell are they getting the outfits? When are they getting the dinosaurs? But still, like, I enjoyed this little movie. When this movie was small and contained, I enjoyed these kids discovering their powers and everything. I thought, okay, this is fun, right? This is the better part of the movie, in my opinion, before it goes off the rails. but they eventually jump down, and I think there was some pretty cool imagery with the upside down water, how they come out of the water, but I thought it was cool.
And then we get Bill Hader as Alpha 5, which I didn't realize.
I really thought he sounded like Patton Oswalt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it was Bill Hader, that's one of the, I feel like they could have given him way more to do.
Yeah.
Like, Bill Hader's one of the funniest. What a waste of Bill Hader.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then Bryan Cranston shows back up as Zordon.
Yeah.
So Mr. Cranston's agent. So, Brian, we've got Man of Steel, and then we've got Batman versus Superman, and then we've also got Power Rangers. He's like, well, who am I going to be in Batman vs Superman? He's like, well, we want you to be Lex Luthor. And he's like, well, who am I going to be in Power Rangers? He's like, well, a giant talking head. He's like, well, I'm going to go with Power Rangers then. That's my best.
Well, he was on an episode.
Yeah, what was he in the
original?
Yeah, what did he do in the original?
It was one of his first acting jobs. He was on an episode of Power Rangers.
I had no idea that was... Yeah. Okay, well, I stand by my previous thing. Yeah.
But it's interesting. So Zordon, instead of being a projection with, like, he was in like a tube, like a projection like thing in this old series, if I remember correctly, he's one of those like pin things that you put your hand in.
That's exactly what
I mean,
like,
literally they formed the wall, like those pin things that you push your hand through.
Like,
and it shows it.
Like it's the Magic House.
Like we would know at the Magic House in St. Louis. So you can do that with your whole body or your face or whatever. And so I thought that was kind of cool though. Again, they didn't just make it a hologram head.
Well, like, and his essence was transferred from his body into the ship.
And that makes more sense since he was the Red Ranger. I kind of picked up that he was a Ranger, but I didn't see that whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, he transferred to save his life, or Alpha 5 did or something, transferred his being, or his soul, whatever.
So now the training begins. We've met our Rangers. We know what colors they are.
Yeah.
But they have to
morph
into the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But they can't.
Well, what I liked, I thought some of Alpha, the whole meeting of Alpha, I thought was a great scene where he's got those like stretch arms and his Inspector Gadget arms, and he's pulling them, and one of them's like, we're gonna kill you, and he's like, kill me how, like, what, you know? He just has no care at all, like,
I've got you. Yeah, I think I laughed in the theater at that actually too. Like, that was pretty cool the way when they meet.
I wish they would have just let Bill Hader go.
Yeah.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you get one of the funniest dudes in Hollywood right now.
I mean, he's a great voice actor. Like,
he's
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
He's so good.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and is it In-N-Out? He was the dad in In-N-Out. No, maybe that was Stephen Colbert.
You're talking about Inside Out?
Inside Out. Yeah. In-N-Out was a
Kevin Kline movie.
Yeah.
Where he plays a character named Howard Brackett.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's
unbelievable. You get Sheriff Brackett, from Halloween, and Howard. Yeah. God,
it's like Brackett. It's
you
not
don't see
a common
any
name
in the movies.
No, not a common name, but I know in Halloween and In-N-Out we get a Brackett character. Okay. And I guess
Bryan Cranston, he voiced Snizzard and Twin Man in the first season of Power Rangers.
Oh, love Snizzard and Twin Man.
Were those like monsters?
Probably.
I assume so.
Twin man. Isn't every twin man that's a male?
Like, I guess. I don't know.
I will be Twin Man.
Wouldn't he be Twin Men?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, each one is Twin Men. Double the
that's
pleasure.
That's like a Girl Scout cookie, I think.
Yeah. So this is where their training begins, and they can't get They can't get it together.
They're getting their asses kicked by rock monsters.
Yeah, pretty much.
By, like projections, but they actually...
putties, which is also what they were called in the show. Yeah.
But they're like projections. They're like holograms that can kick their ass. Because I think, was it Zach or one of them?
Of course it was Zach.
Yeah, Zach's like, they can't fight you or something.
It's like a video game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a video game.
Yeah. So, yeah, cute.
So... they
meanwhile, we haven't even gotten to Rita, who has been popping up since the beginning.
So Rita, Jason's dad pulls her out. He's a fisherman, and he pulls her body out of the water, and she's been she kills a cop, and she kills a bunch of other people, and now she's like, there was a woman sitting. I will say, this is not for young kids. Like,
oh, in today's world,
this is a different time, man.
I guess that's true. Kids I would grow not up like
on, dude, kid, YouTube. Like kids yeah, grow up on YouTube, true. And that's
my kid watches scary. Puppy videos on YouTube, so I don't feel so bad.
Well, when you're not looking,
that's true.
And then she's looking at other puppy videos when you're not.
I don't know what that means.
It's
all fun and games.
I have a 7-year-old kid with an iPad. I mean, I'm not trying to single you guys out. Like I know what the kid, you know.
So, yeah, she is feeding on other people's life forces, much like a previous movie we just talked about. But then she Hidden Fences is what we were talking about.
First of all, I never said it that badly. It was never accentuated like that.
Yes, you know. You're right. It was accentuated, but you just said it. Hidden Figures. Sorry, what? What was that?
Well, that is in the past, gentlemen. Lane, am I allowed to... do I have to say it properly now under your regime?
Look, you can bro-lin it all you want.
All
right.
Yes.
There we go.
Back to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Yeah. So, yeah, the training...
I'm sorry. Which Power Rangers?
Oh, Sabin's.
Sabin's Power.
Mighty Morphin.
Sponsored by Krispy Kreme.
Right. So they...
They have 11 days, too. They're only given 11 days to train.
So guess what? Montage.
Massive montage.
Oh, my God. The last 40 minutes of the movie is montage.
Just a big old montage.
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, if they could just get Hearts of Fire.
Oh, my God. I love that song.
I know.
When they're training in Russia, it's one of the best parts.
Luckily, Dan's not here, and he would dispute you on that.
Yeah, he can't. Lane, Rocky IV, yay or nay?
Yay.
Yes.
Lane, rank the Rocky movies. Including Balboa and Creed.
I haven't seen 5 or 6, the one with his son.
There you go.
Okay, so you don't have to see 5. No, 6 is good.
6 is good.
I know you guys like it.
Rank them, Lane. Let's go.
Well, I'm not
Rocky. Why are you? You can't tell him what
that's
to do.
True. I'm sorry. I take it back. I take
apologize.
It back. I'm sorry, boss. I'm sorry.
So, Rocky 4, yay. That's all we need. Yeah. Thank you, Lane.
So,
Ivan Drago.
They can't get it together. They're constantly, you know, they can't morph.
They're bruised.
They decide to take on Rita on their own for no apparent reason.
So Rita's going around town.
Taking the gold. All the gold.
Eating and absorbing and I don't know.
And I will say, I'm a huge fan of Elizabeth Banks. She always have been.
Awful in this movie.
But,
she is,
she's
like... It's a good thing the CGI this good thing the scenery is CGI.
No,
or she would have put on about 40 pounds.
No, wait a minute.
I think she did that on purpose.
Yes, Power Rangers movie.
It was a choice. It was just a bad choice.
I don't know
that there is a good way to play the character, but she spends 80% of her lines are to no one.
That's also true.
She's just walking around saying things like, must find a crystal. Who are you talking to?
But that's not on Elizabeth Banks, though.
No, but it's still awful.
Yeah.
I don't think she had a choice.
Okay, here's an awful moment. I don't know how this hasn't become a controversy.
Okay.
I swear to God. So
when they said it smells like trout in here and they show Elizabeth Banks, it's a fishing boat, Tom.
So when she captures the Rangers, right? She captures the Rangers.
Yes.
And she's trying to decide which one she's going to kill first.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-oh. Yep.
And she literally eeny, meeny, miny, moes. And so eeny, meeny, miny, moe already, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I thought it was Tiger from the beginning, and I didn't know that was a controversy.
Look, I'm 46. Yeah. I didn't know it until I was in my 20s.
Wait, what? What?
So eeny, meeny, miny, moe has a very racially troubled history.
It does?
Yes, because originally it was used as catch an N-word by the toe. Now, time, people changed it to catch a tiger by the toe. And so, I'm 46. I didn't realize that it its original version until I heard about it in college when I was in my early 20s. So like
I'm in my 30s so and I had to I do know think about it.
You've been in your 30s for a day.
I do think it's reasonable that people would not know. Like it was kind of replaced with a different word and sure. a lot of people grew up never hearing it the other way. But it did exist in that.
I had no idea.
So one, for them to use that when they could have done something else, but you know.
Did you just hear the Walking Dead controversy?
I did.
Did you watch the first episode of this season's Walking Dead?
I mean,
Negan chooses who to kill, the cliffhanger from last season.
Yeah.
And he does the same thing. He picks them by eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
And, but okay. I don't really think they caught any flack for that until they put out a t-shirt
right.
that said eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And all it said was eeny, meeny, miny, mo. People were like, oh, like out of context. It didn't say Walking Dead, nothing. Oh,
gotcha.
And it was like eeny, meeny, miny, mo with a bat. And people were like, wait, I don't know about that. And so, but so not only does she eeny, meeny, miny, mo it, but she lands... Wow. On
the lynched black kid.
Yes.
Yeah. Like that kid's lynched. He's I mean, I'm not just saying that. Like he has a rope around his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, see, the thing is, like, that's how disconnected I am from that being racially motivated. Well, because see, I didn't even pick up on that.
I didn't know the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. But yeah. I did think, I was like, you picked the black kid that is tied up by his throat?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a little...
But they were all tied up their whole bodies, to be fair. He wasn't hanging.
There are certain things that you shouldn't realize as a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Or an editor.
I just can't believe in today's world somebody didn't say, let's pick a different rhyme than eeny, meeny, miny. Especially in a kid's movie.
Sure.
I think it's funny because what bothered me about that scene was I didn't even think about the fact that it was like the black kid was the one who got killed. What bothered me was that the bad guy goes... Like, well, I'm only you're all the only people in this world who can defeat me, but I'm going to leave you alive. Like that.
Yeah, it was so stupid. It's the Bond trope.
I
can let that slide.
And I guess we have to say we're in a Power Rangers movie. So
yeah,
like,
but still,
it was a dumb decision though that she could just kill all these kids. She had them, you know, dead to rights.
Right.
And she kills one and walks away. Yeah.
Which I mean, if you know anything about action movies, when you kill one of the team. The other ones get angry.
Right. Now they have to
beat your ass.
Vengeance.
Right.
I guess this was another interesting camera angle. So I'll go back to what I said earlier. So they fish Billy out of the water and he is dead, which, I mean, that was kind of a ballsy move to actually kill
him.
I thought
they were going to kill him.
Yeah.
But not for long. Right.
But they actually do have an overhead view and they're carrying him. All four of them.
Like Jesus.
Right. I did see kind of a Jesus.
Can I also
imagery.
Can we get rid of that an allegory altogether? Like I'm so tired of the Jesus allegory. Like you get it in Man of Steel, you get it in Spider-Man 2. Like I hate that so much.
Yeah.
Because it's like that's not the character. Like right. Spider-Man is the furthest thing from a Jesus allegory. Like Superman, okay. You know, like in the comics, you see him three times, once as a child,
Jarell
once as a teenager.
Sent his son to
Moses. Yeah. Right? That's Moses.
God.
But I mean like...
God and Jesus.
No, but I mean like Moses sends his... God
no,
damn it.
No. You went to Catholic school,
yeah,
man.
No, but they're like... I'm trying to think of the story where they send him down the river to save him. I think that's
Moses. You're talking about the... Like in Egypt, like putting the baby in the basket.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
Moses,
yeah. Okay, so it's, I mean, it's kind of.
But I don't think that's. I think God sending his son to basically save the world. Like, right. That's the allegory.
Right, and I get that. Like, yeah. I understand that. But, like, that's not
but
what
this
makes
wasn't really
character.
Preachy either. They were just carrying him, but it kind of looked like carrying Jesus after he was on the cross. Like,
looked just like that.
It's with someone. But so they use a camera and they pan down almost like a satellite view and they carry him all the way back to Zordon and so
toss his dead body into a crater.
Yeah. So that was kind of interesting imagery, but that's the only other time that they did anything interesting with the camera work. It was like in the beginning with those two shots and then that, but.
And now here is where we go off to the races with.
We're about to get there. We just got there. So basically, Zordon, once they get back.
It turns out that Zordon has been tricking them the entire, like the guy who was their mentor has been tricking
not
them.
Not tricking, but he had a
ulterior motive.
Yeah, he had.
So if the Rangers morph, that opens this portal that will allow Zordon to come back through and fight Rita.
Well, it's kind of good that one died because they need a fifth guy.
We got an extra one.
You
got
to be the Blue Ranger now, though, yes. Zordon. I hope you fit into that outfit.
So they realize that they would all die for each other in a matter of 11 days. I'm just like, it would take me a little bit longer to say, you know what? I'm going to die for you, this person that I met 11 days ago.
You have still, a fear of commitment.
I do.
To me,
I don't know how true that is.
They've been together all day, every day, training to try to say, like, I think their connection is a little more found than...
Okay,
but anyway.
Yeah, well, they had that whole campfire scene where they...
They did have the campfire, that's right. Yeah. Well, they didn't admit their secrets, except for Kimberly. Yeah. If I were those other five guys, I'd be like, no. I just told you everything.
Right.
You're going to spill. Well, so,
listen, to be fair, they were a bunch of kids, maybe drinking, one at a bottle, and they don't show the label, so you don't know if it's
soda. She was absolutely
drinking.
Okay, yeah.
So, you've got Kimberly, you've got hot Kimberly... You have three dudes and a lesbian.
You know,
and she shows them that picture on the phone.
No.
She does.
Oh, I see.
You've got three high school dudes and a lesbian, and her showing hot naked pics
of the mean girl.
It's gonna get crazy.
Yeah, is it? Like, is it gonna get crazy?
Mm-hmm.
No, probably not.
You were never a teenager.
She does. Yes, I was. Things were different when I was a teenager, but we couldn't share pictures on our phones when I was a teenager.
Joe could send,
which is why you're not in jail.
Also true. That's a great point.
Joe could send messages with, like, he could make like little stick figures out of
stick what?
You son of a bitch. I need to just erase that word from my vocabulary. Joe would use, like, you know how on a calculator you can spell
boobs.
Hell if you're boobs. Yeah. Joe was like writing, like making letters look like little people stick characters.
Hey.
And
I had to use my imagination in all kinds of ways.
So anyway, they bond.
Well, I should say that Kimberly ends up sneaking into Jason's room, which this is Dawson's Creek. Like, I'm watching that, which I love that show.
I don't think Dawson's Creek invented the idea of sneaking
into it. But that was like one of the main things of that show. I love that show.
You okay?
Yeah.
Do you have a stroke or something?
Well, then
Sarah
she tells
the story. And she tells the story about how she
shamed the girl.
She shared the picture of the girl
with her boyfriend at the time,
I guess. And then she did.
I would have said thanks.
So she did a pretty loud
thing.
Yeah. And then I think it's interesting that during when the movie finally decides like they should have some action in their action movie, and when they're destroying the town, there's a scene where the two girls' car gets like something dropped on it.
Yeah.
They live, but it ruins their car. And she's kind of like,
serves you right.
I was like, wait. But you're
the villain of this story.
You distributed like child porn of this girl. And
they kind
of
had every right to be mad.
Yeah, they had every right to treat you like dirt. You were a bitch.
Your friend entrusted a naked picture of her to you, and then you shared that with a dude. Not okay.
Yeah, no, it
not
wasn't
okay.
And I have to ask,
all the times
is...
that's happened to me.
Now this is the part. Okay, I'm gonna go way back to the beginning real quick here. When they come out of the bathroom stall together, that's where I thought the lesbian thing happened.
That
what
was
were those two girls doing in the
that
bathroom
was that,
stall?
I will give you that.
Right, like, they popped out of the bathroom stall together, laughing, and I'm like, what were they doing?
And I was
there?
Like, is this like a threesome? Like, is this what this is?
Right? Did you think
it was?
I also think that was odd that she sent her a naked picture of herself.
That is kind of weird.
Like, that is, I don't know why.
Do I look fat and not these clothes?
Yeah. And nothing?
Does this nakedness make my butt look fat?
I just thought that was weird. I'm glad that someone else caught that when they popped out of the bathroom stall, because I'm laughing. I'm like, what were they doing?
What was happening?
But anyway, okay, so Zordon has one chance to go through the portal.
Yeah.
And he grows a conscience.
Shockingly enough, he loves Billy to come back from the dead.
Yeah.
And if you've known anything about bringing people back from the dead, either they have no soul, like in Pet Sematary, or they're zombies.
Or Arrow.
Or Arrow.
And I was
going to
say, absolutely. I was going to say that, Ra's al Ghul.
In this movie, he's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, we don't know how Power Ranger magic works.
I don't know how power. So they all morph. They become the Power Rangers.
And they put the line in their lane. What is it?
It's morphin' time.
Yep. Jason.
With a question mark.
I felt so bad that he had to say that. I was like, there's no good way to deliver that line.
But you know what? Honestly, he swallows it, and it works a lot better than it could have. Because in the show, they're like, it's morphin' time.
It's almost on the level of when they
He's like, all right, it's morphin' time.
You Avengers know, just, assemble. Like, that's not an easy line to get out in a movie. Like, it works on the page, but not in the movie.
As far as that line goes, the kid handles it pretty well. Again, he swallows the line. He goes, all right, it's morphin' time. Like, they just do it and don't play it up.
But this is where, like, you get the...
And this is act three. This is where, if we were in a play, you know, you'd end, and it'd be intermission, go to the bathroom, get your concessions, and then it would come up on the screen, act three.
Yeah.
Crazyville, like, or sorry, sponsored. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So again, I liked the small movie. I thought the relationship, the high school, because it was a Breakfast Club type scenario, and they find these powers, so it's like Chronicle. I'm like, okay, I dig it. This is fun. When they get those costumes on,
ooh, buddy,
they never take them off, so to speak. I mean, this goes insane.
This becomes the TV show. Like, yeah, this becomes the last act of the TV
this
show.
This is when it becomes the TV show. Yeah. See, so that is where I think they completely made the wrong move, because they're trying to reinvigorate Power Rangers, and I know there's fan service, whatever, but they make this darker, grittier movie, and they do the Chronicle thing.
And they play the theme. Like, that theme,
that was the most off-putting. That's as bad as Benny Hill, like Lance said. When they do the theme, it's not that movie, right? The first two-thirds is not that movie.
No. And that theme, like, it's not
it's
like
the real theme. It's not a metal. It's not the Fall Out Boy remix.
Right,
it's,
right. There is a vert, like, I could see them in the trailer when they show Power Rangers on the screen.
Yeah, this is where you do, like, it's somebody's ringtone or something.
Yes.
That's when you
It should have been a cute little homage. Yeah. But no, they do Power Rangers.
It is like, and it's all of the Zords are running towards them. That's right.
They
look
pretty cool, though.
It was fine.
Better than, like what they did in the show. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
No, but the visuals, I'm just saying, though, like, they put money into this movie.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think this movie looked bad.
No, it looked fine. Rita Repulsa goes to the surprising gold mine, which she probably should have hit first.
No, I'm going to go swallow necklaces and watches.
And she raises gold art.
Steal people's teeth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Picking the teeth. I'm like, how much gold do you think could possibly?
You know, who still gets gold fillings?
Teeth. Well, especially bums.
It's not 1930s Germany. Like, is she?
But why did bums have them of all people? Can they afford solid gold teeth?
You don't know what downturn his life might have taken.
He could have been a very successful man.
But every single hobo has gold teeth. Apparently.
All gold teeth. So they.
She raises Goldar.
She raises
like
Goldar
Zord.
I will say that Goldar was a character on the show. He was like her second in command, but he was a big dope.
Yeah,
like he was.
They did handle it much better.
He was the Otis to Rita Repulsa's Lex Luthor.
He was no twin man, though.
He was no twin men.
Or Sizzler or whatever.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'll go to Sizzler. That sounds all right.
Yeah.
But I do like how this movie at least handled that part better. I won't say they handled Rita exceedingly better. But
actually, if you see Rita on the TV show, this is actually better.
We're grading on a curve here, right? So when you talk about, like, the starting point is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers TV show to this is
It's funny. My kid watches whatever the current incarnation is,
like literally number 12. Like, there are so many,
like Dino or whatever. But yeah, it's just like, man, they stick to their formula.
Yeah,
they never deviate from that
formula.
Those
shows never
broke.
Yeah. So they.
Well,
there's
what I liked it before with them when they do get in the suits. I think if I remember correctly in the show, I think when they would talk, they'd constantly, whoever was speaking would be moving their head up and down so you'd know who was speaking.
Oh really?
So they at least didn't do that.
They do like the
Iron Man.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, where just the face shows. Yeah.
Kevin has incorporated the head moving up and down into his slash fiction.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh,
features prominently.
You have to.
And my slash fiction only involves the Yellow Ranger and the Pink Ranger. That's all I'm saying.
Post high school graduation.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're 18.
You don't want
to
be weird.
Yeah. The first story takes place at the graduation party.
Right. The night of graduation. Yeah. Like the night after graduation.
And then the bonfire. They go back to the bonfire scene because I'm telling you, there's something there.
Put those powers to the test. They morph as much as they can.
Oh my gosh.
So, giant fight sequence where they destroy this little angel grove.
Before we get to the fight sequence, let's talk about where this thing is buried. It's worse than the Kremlin and Papa John's.
You keep that slash fiction to yourself. I don't know where you want to bury it. But
I thought you said Gremlin at Papa John's. I was like, Papa John's wasn't even a thing when Gremlins came out. You said Kremlin.
The Kremlin.
Yes.
Right. I think with my like snotty nose, it's coming out. Okay, so we know
you have a problem with pronunciation.
Yeah, you've got Papa John's at the Kremlin.
Yes,
you've got Sears and Man of Steel.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
And is it IHOP?
An IHOP.
Sears and IHOP. Yeah.
There IHOPs there too.
So, Lane, was there any product placement in this movie?
I was the only one. I think I heard it. I laughed out loud by like 2 minutes into this fight scene when it's. When she's like, she's heading for the Krispy Kreme. Okay, let's stop her from getting to the Krispy Kreme. Guys, she made it to the Krispy Kreme.
Seriously.
Did you count? Like, I mean, I didn't. I wish I did, but they had to have, in like three sentences, said Krispy Kreme 10 times. I don't even know how that's possible. But it was so blatantly bad. Oh, we have Mark Wahlberg in Transformers 4.
I was like, Mark Wahlberg was in this movie?
Right? You were asleep at that point. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg, a Bud Light truck crashes and he picks one up off the ground and drinks the whole thing, goes, ah, refreshing Bud Light or whatever. This was, oh, and what's the one with the Pepsi in the, is a horror, World War Z, the Pepsi machine?
Oh, that's right. They put the Pepsi machine in front of the door.
It's just like right there the whole time. This has to be the most gratuitous product placement.
It's pretty bad.
Over all those.
It's pretty bad. Like the fact that your main plot point takes place at a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
The plot, like, at least
main
in Man of Steel, they're like, oh, we're just crashing through buildings that may be in a small
town.
The
plot point, you're right, revolves around the crystal that will destroy the earth that she's trying to dig up.
Right.
Is buried under a Krispy Kreme.
So giant.
We even
fight.
See her eating a donut.
Yes,
that was the
they made
all
her
of this
eat
movie,
a donut.
You could tell that she was just like, oh, I could really eat like a donut.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put it in the movie for you. Don't worry about it.
Seriously though, but to have their product placement and they had to have the villain eat a donut at a Krispy Kreme.
Like, I at least like the idea in of like, you know, maybe at the end of the fight, like the Rangers pull an Avengers where they're just like, I could really use some food right about now. Like, that's different, but like, yeah.
But that was a callback and it worked. You know what I mean? That was a callback joke to shawarma because he mentions it earlier. Like, that worked. A product placement joke would not work as well. But anyway, so yeah, they say it about 50 times.
Giant fight scene. They're getting their asses
kicked.
And
it's horrible.
And of course, at the last possible second, they're like, oh, wait.
Okay. Question.
Yeah.
So we're getting to the fight scene.
We're in the fight scene.
No. We're getting to this huge fight.
Because it's lunchtime. I'm hungry. Yeah. I need a Krispy Kreme.
The kids have powers. I get it. They're strong, right?
Uh-huh.
They know martial arts.
Sure.
And they know how to pilot airplanes, basically. Like,
it's all part of their training.
Yeah.
What? The 11 days fighting snot monsters in the cave, they somehow learned martial arts. Okay, fine, maybe, but no. And they can pilot these Zords perfectly? How did they learn? This is the first time they've ever been.
You're in a Power Rangers movie.
But that's
learned the same way that Rita learned English. It just happens.
Bingo. Okay.
Anyway, Mr. LeVan.
But I just thought we get the strength, we get their powers, so to speak. But does becoming a Power Ranger give you martial arts?
It's downloaded into their consciousness.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'll say.
That's another.
When I made that same comment to my son because I took him to see it with me, and when I brought that up to him, he just said, "Well, I think it was their suits somehow allowed them to."
If the 12-year-old can get it,
the armor allows it.
Lane's with me. It was dumb.
At this point, I didn't want to inject anything that would make this movie longer.
Yeah,
much like this podcast, Kevin.
Yeah. I had to point out it's stupid. This third act is terrible.
It's the show. Giant fight ensues. They get knocked into the crater by Goldar, and then all of a sudden they figure out that their little Zords can become one giant Zord.
And you know what's coming? It's called a Megazord.
It's called a Megazord, and
you knew it was coming because I was like, okay,
it has to.
If this movie does not have them all turn into Voltron, then it's stupid, because that's what Power Rangers did. The whole deal was they would all get their asses kicked and then they would form the Megazord and they'd win, right? But was this not the most anticlimactic ending ever?
Yes,
how they beat him? They form into it.
Slap him.
And they, like, he hits him and he blasts away. Like, what?
Well, he slaps him and then they smack Rita
out. They stab
out
into him with the sword.
That's right, with the sword.
But it's like.
And then they smack Rita into outer space, which on the show, her base is on the moon.
But she freezes and dies, I think, out in space.
She didn't die.
But she froze her. Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling, Lord Zed or whatever the other guy is.
But it's like these kids.
They've already said they want to make five more of these.
Five more?
Yeah, they said if this is a hit and it made.
What did it make?
It made $38 million.
Wow.
On what budget?
$100 million.
Goodbye.
But
overseas, man, that's going to make.
And toy sales.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
It's not called.
I've heard that they're already in talks with Donald Trump to star as the villain of the sequel as the white Power Ranger.
That sounds about right.
Well, hey, you know, we're getting there.
Yeah. So they win the day.
Waldor is his enemy, is his creature.
they win. Everybody goes back.
But so terrible. They couldn't even walk with the Megazord couldn't even walk. They get up, then they can run and fight perfectly with him.
They figure it out.
In 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And they stab him and he's dead. And then she's like, no, you defeated me. Like,
and they slap her.
That was it.
And they throw her into space. So then
she says, more will come.
Yeah. Did she say that? Is that what she says?
That's the line that she gives. Twin man is coming.
Twin man is coming.
Twin man.
Twice.
After a brief refractory period.
No, there's two of them.
Oh, that's fair enough. Right. Yeah.
So the Rangers go back to
detention,
and then, you know, whatever.
But they
happens.
All wink at each other.
They all wink at each other. And then, so we get your mid-credit sequence, which,
oh,
of course.
Oh, man, but they throw those little origami things they used to do, like, will you go on a date with me? You know, those little opening things.
Is that how kids ask people on a date?
In high school, they used to, I don't know if that was when you were in school, but check people used to.
No. We didn't have paper.
Stone safe from stone tablets back and forth. But anyway, they're whipping around this note that they all do to each other. Yeah, and I'm like, first of all, you're going to get in trouble. You're in detention. You can't
in detention. Who gives a
throwing that crap around. But anyway, yeah, like, that's the cool thing is they all whip around and
can't they text each other?
That's what I'm saying. Like, who whips a note in 2017? So they're taking roll call at
This is the mid-credit sequence
where they're taking roll call. And
Lane,
they start,
did you wait through the credits?
I did. Yeah.
So they start asking for Tommy Oliver, who is the Green Ranger. But in the show,
he
was
bad.
A bad guy.
When he's the Green Ranger, he's bad.
Not all
the
time.
White Ranger's good.
No. Yeah. The Green Ranger was bad for about 4 or 5 episodes, and then he became a good guy.
Okay. But
and
I just mean like
and then
the
he
White
becomes
Ranger.
The White Ranger.
He was the best Power Ranger, right?
By Comic-Con icon Jason David Frank.
Yeah. But do you guys agree, like, when you watch Power Rangers, it was the green and white.
Like,
that was,
dude, I think he knew. He's like, I ain't doing nothing else.
Yeah.
I'm going to be this character to the day I die.
But he was the best Power Ranger.
Yeah.
I know we're grading on a curve, but it was all about the green Ranger.
The green Ranger was the cool one, and then the White Ranger was the cool one.
Yeah.
And then he gets to bang Kimberly.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a win.
That's some slash fic right there.
It's, I'm not really, I think, I don't, no, whatever.
So,
should have started watching that show.
Lane, who is Becky G, since you have all knowledge and power at your fingertips? The Kimberly is Becky G. Who is that? Because you don't have a name like Becky G and not be a performer or something like
that. She's a singer, songwriter, rapper.
Okay.
Oh, that last one caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Who got famous from videos on YouTube and then someone saw her and picked her up and gave her a label.
Huh. Okay, because I was going to say, you don't have a name like Becky G without being a performer. That's not just her.
Yeah, you know, she's a poor man's Carmen.
Yeah.
Which I thought Carmen was a poor man's Carmen.
Yeah, Carmen's good. Did you know? She's talented. Like, yeah, she's good.
Yeah, and that's it. This episode went longer than I thought it was going to.
Yes.
It was. Thanks a lot, Lane. Boss man.
Well, it's his first day.
You know what? I think that we're going to have to revolt. I think we're going to have to take the show back from him.
All of a sudden, we'll have Real Spoilers, R-E-A-L.
Yeah. Lane the Van Way's Real Spoilers.
Yeah.
Be like the Real Ghostbusters.
Like the Real Ghostbusters.
Like the Real Ghostbusters.
Then we can have Extreme Spoilers, where we just do porn.
You're just giving me 3 minutes.
You said 3 minutes.
And he's like, it's under my ownership, so they're all mine. So Lane, do you want to take us out to dinner?
To dinner? I know a guy. I was just going to say, I was just thinking real quick, just of a similar movie real quick. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
If you want just kids, your video recovery, The Craft, I think, would be a good one.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Call. Yeah.
Chronicles too obvious. Sure. So.
That's on the nose, yeah. The Craft is that with the witches?
Yeah, yes,
the
witches. It's Neve Campbell and
okay.
It's much better than this.
It is,
and that teenagers getting powers basically.
So. Okay, yeah. I just thought the first 2/3. I know that it was slow to get to the Power Ranger stuff, but the problem is the Power Ranger stuff was so bad. Like the first 2/3, I enjoyed what they were trying to do there.
Yeah, I was still bored.
Really, I liked it. Yeah, but when they get to that third, what did you think, Lane?
Well, I enjoy most everything. I'm pretty, as long as it's entertaining. So I was, but I'm sort of similar opinion. I really enjoyed most of it in the beginning. I thought it was going somewhere interesting, and then the end just once it became the TV show, I was surprised and a little it just let me down a little bit.
It just seemed like that was not the direction they were going, right? Like this is the grittier, darker, reboot of the Power Rangers 2017, and then why would you just make the show again?
There you go.
Because I got toys to sell.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. Kids don't want to buy the detention action figure set. Nobody buys that.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah. They learned from Up. And sell a lot of action figures of a 75-year-old man. Nobody wants Grandpa the action figure.
No.
So,
well, Lane.
So, Lane, can you send us on our way?
I spent a lot of time paying attention to the beginning of the show. Not as much time paying attention.
He's never made it all the way to the end, I think is what we're finding out. So.
I'm only good for a few minutes, and then I need some orange juice, and I'm...
okay, well, then I guess I will have to step up So why don't we go around the table and everyone can say where to find them, Joe.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, B-U-T-T-S-21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett and at ReviewSTL.com.
And Lane, where can they find you if you want to divulge that information?
I'm also on Twitter at Lane LeVanway.
There we go. That's nice and easy.
Are you still doing reviews, Lane?
I was doing that as on YouTube for a while, but then I also have another YouTube thing, and so two things was too much. So I haven't been doing the reviews.
Do you want to plug the second one, or is it like a porn thing?
No. The reviews?
No, no, no. The one that you're doing now.
Oh, that's gaming. It's gaming. So I don't know. It's YouTube. You it's Wolfen Out Gaming. W-O-L-F-E-N-O-U-T. If you enjoy Let's Plays of video games, I guess. Then.
Is it a Wolfenstein reference?
Or what is? No, no. It was. I came up with it when I was younger because of I liked werewolves, and so it was like you were wolfing out.
Oh, Joe likes werewolves too.
I do. They're great. They got nards too. That's his favorite part.
Damn right, they got nards.
That's his favorite part of the werewolf. And you can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, you can find us at facebook.com/Real Spoilers or on Twitter at Real Spoilers or at our website realspoilers.com or DirtyPirateHookers.com. Remember, it's hookers, plural.
Because if you're going to do it,
anything worth doing,
doing right,
it's worth doing twice.
That's right.
So that's it for this episode. Coming up next week, I don't know what
you
the movie.
Lane.
I don't know what the movie. Yeah, we'll need Lane's permission to know what movie we're doing next week. So,
are they Rock Dog?
Yeah, he's going to make us do Rock Dog. You son of a bitch.
How do we do, Lane? Do we still have jobs or?
Well, you know, it's pending, but we're looking. I might have to find four other superpowered people to do it.
So that's it for this episode of Lane LeVanway's Real Spoilers. And I didn't come up with a spoiler because I thought Lane was going to have one. So I'll just have to fall back on. Until next time, you've been warned.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.